7 o'clock on this Friday evening. Conversation Digest is on the air. Got so much more coming up and at you in the next hour to hour and a half, possibly 2 hours, depending on how we feel. John Voight's views and opinions on the Obama universal health care, and also a bunch of other stuff that you might want to listen to. Got your toll-free number coming up in just a moment, so you can chime in and peruse the airwaves with your own voice. All that and more on Conversation Digest, WNRBLP, Wausau, 93.3 FM. Welcome to the gateway to the weekend Conversation Digest, where conversation isn't just a right or a privilege. It's something that happens for two whole hours.
It's what's left on the table is what it is.
Brand new program from 3 to 1, the guy we removed from the airwaves about 7 months ago when we finally got to be a good show. We'll preview that in just a bit here. And what we saw on the way to the studio today.
What did we see on the way to the studio?
Well, that'll be up in just a moment. Some crazy stuff. I am Houtman. Knuspe is on the right side, and
what
the Ziffelman
up,
is in the background. Also in the front, whenever he does Ziffelman's corner, which makes no sense. If you're in the corner, you're not really in the front.
Unless, it's a big corner.
The corner is in the front.
Is it a big corner, Ziffelman?
Yes, it's an extremely large corner.
All right. And got John Voight, the actor and father of puffy-lipped Angelina Jolie, who has certainly been around the block like a...
That's a big block, too.
...bicycle, so to speak. What he thinks about the universal health care.
Hey, I want to know
really
something
cares,
about
but,
something important, I go to actors.
Hey, we hear their opinions all the time, unwillingly. They always want to let us know what they believe, but he was on Fox News. We have a soundbite from him in just a bit here. Your toll-free number, 845-7084.
What? Yeah?
I already told you I'm in bad mood. Don't try my patience, K-Man. Interrupt me. Or what do you call that? Is that an echo or what?
It's sort of an echo, but I'm helping you out.
How is that helping
you
out?
I'm backing you up.
I'm in a rage.
Like background vocals?
I'm having to wear a sweatband tonight because I sweat so much in the studio. I cannot sweat on the board. If I sweat on the board,
then
malfunctioning of the technology occurs. We have the fans rolling. Do we have a fan rolling in here?
We have a fan.
It's 5,000 degrees in
this probably about 30 fans outside the studio to now.
Okay, and we've got a 9.7% unemployment rating in America, the highest in 26 years. I wasn't even born yet. Or maybe I was three. One or the other. I don't know. We've also got Ziffelman's Corner coming up, and he will analyze society as we well know it. Don't know how that's going to work out. And also, there is a archived fractional history coming up in just a bit, which I will disassociate myself from. It's about Ronald Reagan, my favorite president of all time. Not just the nicest and most compassionate, but also the best as far as opinions and
the only president
to
really pull off a cowboy hat.
Yeah. Well, what kind of a hat would the current administration wear?
You know the cat in the hat? The hat that he wears?
Yeah.
Those are pretty awesome.
I think those are ridiculous. Headline news, Minneapolis.
Is that in Minnesota?
Yes.
Hmm.
Or for those of you in Merrill, the state to the left of Wisconsin, if you're looking at the map.
What if you're looking at the map upside
down?
Any
map. Well, then you really are from Merrill. Wausau Daily Herald via the
paper?
Gannett Media Service. Some of the merchandise for sale at the Minnesota State Fair needs little explanation. Then there's the Go Girl. The
what
Go Girl
that?
Is a product that's being designed. Do you want to get some of that background music going?
Oh, of course.
Oh, by the way, we're going to do some music just behind conversation. Just try something new. I like to experiment. Can I be experiments and the Ziffelman experiments as well.
With what?
with new radio things, technologies and such. This is a motivational tool for you, the listener, and me, the viewer, or the talker, and can us be the talker, and the Ziffam of the talker.
It's all about talking.
If you want to talk, by the way, 845-7084, call the phone line. We'll be more than happy to answer.
Is that too loud?
That's fine. And also famousashtray.com if you want to go to our website and listen to old archived radio programs, episodes of Conversation
Only
Digest.
Only the last 7 months, or six, or five.
Everything after 3-1 was removed from the program for gross misconduct, which is the same reason the Ziffelman was banished from the program for 2 weeks about a month and
gross
a half ago.
Gross misconduct.
Hate to bring that up again, the Ziffelman, but sometimes you have to. We have to learn from our mistakes.
Well, it was quite gross.
Yes. Otherwise, it was...
Hey, your breath smells great.
Insubordination, for the most part.
Thank you very much.
Anywho, so some of the merchandise for sale at the Minnesota State Fair needs little explanation. Then there's the Go Girl. The Go Girl is a product that's been designed for women that allows them to go to the bathroom standing up, said the salesperson in the State Fair grandstand. So now they can apparently go urinate behind the carny...
Do they have
well.
A carrying device with that? Because it'd be kind of sick
well, let's
after a
see
while.
Here. If Snickers follow the sales pitch, as they often do, that's fine with Sarah Dillon, the Adina, Minnesota mom, who in January relaunched and rebranded under the Go Girl name, a physician's 23-year-old silicone funnel designed for the female urination device. We all got to go, and we've all popped the squat too many times.
I have.
I wish you could come up with a more of a, you know, a go quotation. Whereby Ms. Dillon would come up with better things to say than we've all got to go and we've all got to pop the squat too many times. What a horrible thing to say.
How about they use the motto, when you got to go, you got
to
go.
No, she says, don't take life sitting down. We're off to the war. We're hunting. We're camping. We're traveling. We're climbing mountains, Dillon said. But we also have to go to the bathroom. And it's always been a production for us to have to do that. Dillon recommends that women practice in the shower at first to go and make sure that their Go Girl is properly positioned. The product sells for $6. It can be cleaned and reused indefinitely. If some still think it's funny, consider this. By next month, Dillon expects sales mostly through her website to top 40,000 Go Girls a week. By then, she should have a second factory producing her product. The first factory couldn't keep up with demand, and her product is not the first kind of it's in the market, but Dillon insists it's the best. Whatever, I'm done with this. But two problems with this.
So it's just for urination.
Yeah, that would be the first problem. Potty isn't always the only function that needs to be done. Second problem.
They just wear diapers then?
They're going to leave the toilet seat up just like men already do. Where do they put this thing? Do they just go ahead and put it in their purse, I'm assuming, right next to the mascara and the lipstick? And also the wallet with very little money because we're spending our money on crap like the Go Girl. What is wrong with the sitting down with the potty? What's wrong with that?
Why don't they call it the Potty Girl?
That would make more sense. Go Girl indicates they're going somewhere, not going to the bathroom. There was a new device by which men can sit down to go potty. It's called the sit down on the toilet device.
So the toilet seat?
Can I rig you on another one?
Oh, I can do that.
All right. 40,000 Go Girls. How about 1 million? Come on! What are we thinking out there? Wire. Obama may need sense of crisis to revive healthcare overhaul. No, well, obviously I knew that. By the way.
Yes?
What's that new line from that beer commercial? Stay thirsty, my friends.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
How about say stay stupid, Americans? Keep on believing that this current administration is out there looking out for your better interests.
What is a better interest? Higher interest rates?
Labor Day pray unemployment hits 26-year high. That's probably what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Stay stupid, America.
Why don't they have the employment rate is at a 26-year low?
Well, they could say that.
That sounds more dire.
It's all about the way you sell it, though. The employment rate is now down to 93%.
So,
as opposed to saying that the unemployment rate is up to
Mitch Drudge set likes 9 to get high then?
Matt Drudge. Why do you do that? Do you know that the hits if famousashtray.com got 1/1,000,000th of the views this website gets per year.
One day we did. That was odd.
We got 50 in Europe. It was a mix-up. They were going to gogirl.com, no doubt. They're like, oh, I can't pee standing up, but I can listen to the radio standing up on 93.3 FM.
WNRB LP.
So what kind of jobs are we losing? And who are the people that are losing these jobs? Because last month I was led to believe that this recession was over. If I wanted to listen to Katie Couric or the ghost of Peter Jennings or otherwise Tom Brokaw.
Wait, he's dead?
Peter Jennings died, yes.
When did this happen?
Several years ago.
Oh, no.
If you would have been on the Drudge Report website, you would have known that.
Only that place?
Yes, no one else announced it. Employers cut jobs in August at the slowest pace in a year, but a jump in the unemployment rate to a 26-year high of 9.7% reinforced worries that a weak labor market could weigh on consumer spending and the vigor of the economic recovery. More on that in just a bit. That's a teaser. Not that this is really that big of a surprise or a profound moment in radio history. We're talking about the unemployment rate. Like, you guys didn't know that. Back in just a bit on FamousAshtray.com, radio, whatever you want to call it.
Big radio. Make
sense if I say it like that. But FamousAshtray.com, check out archived radio shows, archived TV shows, and also video projects. We're working on a brand new one, by the way, but that won't be released for another 2 months probably. What do we got going here?
Fractional history.
Fractional history, okay. Up in just a bit, Conversation Digest 93.3.
Ronald Reagan was born on the eve of January 4th to the combined efforts of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Pestilence was once overheard saying, "Aw, he's so cute!" Ever since then, little Ronald would bring fear and pain to anyone he met. While in his infancy, the Four Horsemen invited their good friend Adolf Hitler over. He promptly became little Ronald's godfather. Little did the CIA know when they assassinated Hitler that they had killed little Ronald's only true grasp on reality. When news spread to Ronald that his godfather had been murdered, he instantly grew up to the fearsome beast we know today. Like the endless burning pits of hell, so was the shattered remains of Ronald Reagan's soul. Fire burned deep with such rage he became invincible to bullets. John Hinckley Jr. knew this all too well. The bolt that was meant for Reagan bounced off his chest and struck Hinckley Jr. in the head, shattering it like antique glass on cement. He decided to run for president, and won. All it took was a little thought and a whole lot of pain. And so 4 years of terror came and went. When for re-election, Reagan shot flames out of his eyes and mouth, engulfing the world in fire. For fear of eternal hell on earth, citizens all voted, and he was re-elected with a landslide vote of 100% over the challenger Mother Teresa. While out on a stroll in the woods, where he went to clear his mind, he came upon a little girl next to a well. The little girl shrieked and tried running away. Reagan reached out and grabbed her before she got too far. Overcome with adrenaline, the little girl put her arms around Reagan and lifted him up over her head and dropped him down the well. Screams of agony resounded for hours. With his final breath, he cursed the little girl to walk the earth forever, never to succeed at anything. That little girl grew up to be Hillary Clinton. This has been Fractional History, and now you know the real truth.
Fractional History each and every Friday, 12 after the hour.
Or sometimes, or whatever feature I feel like putting on there.
There's a vast array and assortment of features, and you can hear them all.
I'm feature-licious.
Archived on FamousAshtray.com. Got big news.
Where?
All around us. Where isn't news happening? We got a jobless rate hiked up to 9.7%. Prostitution, though, still a lucrative industry.
We really missed. We haven't done what we saw on the way to the studio.
Okay, we can segue that into. We got something dramatic here. We can play what we saw on our way to the studio. Each and every week, we do this. Curiously enough, we see some crazy things, true stories that will boggle your mind, whether or not you have a creative imagination or not, or perhaps you're a dud in the head. It'll still boggle your mind. Saw a toilet on the sidewalk with a plant in it. There was potting soil and a vast green assortment of plantage. Don't know what it was there for, Yeah, there was also that guy as well. There was a pink Cadillac driving around.
With a pimp in it.
I guess it was a pimp.
Yeah, he had a fuzzy hat with a huge feather out of it.
Hey, FCC, can we say the word pimp on the air?
I think we can.
Okay. What we saw on the way to the studio, there was a man with his stomach pouring out of his t-shirt. Not that big of a story, except for the t-shirt said,
"Guns don't."
I'm with stupid. No, that was
no,
the
wasn't,
other guy.
Oh, the arrow was pointing upwards?
What, at God?
Or down.
You didn't see that t-shirt. It just said, "I'm with stupid."
I think it'd be funny if it was pointing downwards.
And then, oh, Satan?
Yeah.
Oh, his pant regions.
Yes, for that.
What was the other thing we saw on
the way to
the
toilet? Was it the toilet, or was that last week?
No, that was this week. I just talked about that 30 seconds ago. The toilet with the plant in it.
Ah, that one's not getting flushed.
No. Well, America's getting flushed on the crapper, and women are peeing standing up. All that and more right now.
What do you think about this song?
Not high energy enough.
Oh.
We need high frenetic energy.
Yeah.
Got Ziffelman's Corner coming up in about 30 minutes, or approximately 25.
30?
Hopefully he's ready for that.
He nodded.
Got your toll-free number, 8470.
845.
845-7084. Stay thirsty, my friends. Stay stupid, America.
Stay classy.
Last week we had a gentleman by the name of Mr. Zeitz call in. Thought he was going to call in this week. He was going to the tea party last week.
Wasn't he going to update us?
Right, he was going to update us on what happened, and I have no idea what did happen. Did any of the tea party goers have go-girls?
Well, you could always just set up and look at people in the porta-potties.
Is there any way to clean up in a porta-potty? They've got sinks, right?
I think the newer ones have the disinfectant. Like the lotion where it evaporates.
Well,
but then you have to touch the door to get out, so it's all moot.
I think that we've devolved and we have cheap plastic outhouses, really, as all those are anyway.
Self-contained.
But he's not calling in this week, I guess. Odds are he's having a fish fry with his wife of how many years, Ziffelman?
I have no idea.
Well, okay, 35 17. Or 40 or whatever it is.
40?
Oh, 40? Quick clear up of last week. I had said that Mr. Marshall Law, who has a program after us, by the way, if you want to listen to The Underground,
stay tuned.
Do we have the pre-recorded demo for him?
Oh, I got that.
Okay.
I think I do.
Before
it's gonna be some guesswork where it is on this disc.
Just go ahead and listen to me here. He is not anti-corporations. He has a preference towards radio stations like WNRBLP because they play music. Not on this show. We don't really do much of that. But other shows, God bless them. They play music that radio stations will not play. They play, per se, corporate music. Britney Spears and the Jonas Brothers. And perhaps Annie Griffith doing the gospel.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay.
Keep it playing.
He's not anti-corporate. He just likes an alternative perspective in music. Now, if I'm wrong about that, Marshall Law, by all means, I apologize. But I think that's kind of what you're telling
me. It's playing. Should I turn it up a little more?
Mainstream music. You're looking for something deeper. Grab a shovel, pick at, and start digging. Bury yourself in the underground. Fridays at 10 p.m. Music isn't right at 6 feet under. Radio's missing link.
Mommy, Mommy, I found it!
Put your bed?
Underground.
All right, The Underground. Also, look for Michael Bowman, 3-1 returning to the airwaves.
Isn't that show called Table Scraps or whatever?
Table Scraps. Or what's left on the table.
Table Scraps.
Odds are he thinks he was that, the Last Supper. Not sure what that show will be, but if you used to listen to our program when he was on...
Willy Nilly Anarchy.
He's not very structured.
Something about Willy and something about Nilly.
And I think we can go ahead and be honest and talk about some of the disagreements. He did not believe in any kind of structure.
I don't know who that Ann lady is, but, you know, Anarchy? Yeah.
Oh.
No, that was awful. I apologize.
Odds are she is yet another woman that...
He's scared
3-1 will never have a date with.
He scares them away, I think.
Doesn't that happen? More than scare, he enables them to justify getting a restraining order against him.
Doesn't he have like 30 now?
Not quite that many.
Or is he shooting for 30?
It's a primary number between 1 and 50.
39?
Yes.
Or you mean prime number?
Did I say primary? That's really that's.
Then it probably would have been like 43 or something.
All right.
Or even 37. No, not 37.
No, that's how many refusals for dates he's had in the past 3 months.
Ba-dum-tsh.
So keep an eye out for that tomorrow night. Sunday night, maybe he's on the air. And then also Dr. Rent.
Yes, that's Thursdays.
What time is that at?
Sifflin, can you go check the board? I forgot. I want to say 5. 5 p.m., I want to say. What time is it?
It's on 5.
All right, well.
5 to 5:30
on Thursdays, that is?
Yes.
We have more music rolling there.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in a good mood here. I was at a horrible day today. Absolutely horrible. I had an onset of a migraine going with the nausea. But that subsided. Now I'm feeling a little bit better. Had a roast beef sandwich at an unspecified location.
Those were good.
Had a Dr. Pepper at that very same unspecified location. The Diet Dr. Pepper was gut-wrenching. I don't care what anyone says. Diet Dr. Pepper does not taste very much like Pepper.
Doesn't it taste more like Pepsi or...
I almost needed a doctor after I drank Diet Dr. Pepper. The roast beef sandwich was superb, by the way. What's the best way to say hi when I say hi?
Wave?
Not to say howdy. I can't handle that.
Howdy!
Went over that last week. Donkey. Sorry, Ziffelman. Job losses way on recovery. Hey.
What?
Hey, forgot yes. about this.
Hello.
Wow, I really did forget about this.
What was it?
It was something good. I don't remember what it was.
You forgot it on the fly.
I was going to talk about it, but I cannot do that any longer.
What is it?
Oh, hey, that live stream, if you're listening and you're a member, volunteer-wise of WNRBLP 93.3 FM, keep an eye out for that email pertaining to the live stream tonight. Just want to give you a reason to enjoy the evening. That'll be going out tonight via my computer. It'll give you very rough sketches
two there.
Of what we plan on doing, yes.
Oh, yours. Stream.
Now, I don't want the listeners, that is the one or three of them of Conversation Digest, or perhaps
at least
500,
prime.
To get your hopes up because we may never have live streaming. I don't know. We're trying to expand our horizons here at WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest, and maybe the rest of the station will want to follow suit. I don't know. I don't know whatever. Does anyone want to stay small fry? Is that the goal of anyone? A mom and pop radio
station? I
want to
sell out, and I want to sell out hard.
Are we a mom and pop radio station?
Are we? I think so, kind of.
We're
not pirate or anything.
We're non-profit, which is my disappointment. It is my disappointment. It's Houtman's grudge.
You want a new feature called Houtman's Disappointment?
I thought that this whole show was pretty much that feature.
Ah. So it's on the fly the entire time?
Yeah. You know, it's been a rough week. Jobless rate hits 9.7%, and then what that ends up being is non-farm payrolls falling by 216,000 jobs. That is not a small number, by the way. Fewer than 276,000 lost in July, most of which were people that were fired from firework launching positions.
Do they have their hands blown off?
Possibly. The economy has shed 6.9 million jobs since the recession began in December 2007, and the data reinforced expectations that employers will begin adding jobs by early next year, though the pace of job creation remains uncertain, as is my optimism. Who
uncertain?
Is it? Who is it that we have?
What? Your optimism is uncertain.
Oh, no. My optimism is completely
extinct.
There. I cannot. I mean, my optimism is not there, I should say.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking
Isn't
about pessimism.
Isn't it quite extinct?
Yes. I have no optimism. As the wise man once said, why do we get up in the morning? What's left in America? What is left here? And I go on
Sergeant
every week.
Sergeant Coach really came up with that idea.
Knuspy goes on every week, and then the Ziffelman goes on as well, unless we miss a week, which has happened on occasion. But
Actually, we're trying not to now.
Well, right. We're committing ourselves.
Forcibly. With force.
The one show that does the war paint, and perhaps the
You actually have it on tonight.
Before they go on the air. The war paint, I've got the headband with the sweatband.
Lots of bands.
And no liquids in the studio, by the way.
I know that.
So, the jobless rate is 9.7%. What is it we're optimistic about? Someone said to me, you're lucky to have a job. I say...
Is that the jobless rate?
Is
or
that
you
luck?
Said job rate.
Or is that the way that it should be? What?
You said job rate hit 9%.
Jobless rate, whatever. People know what I mean. They understand theater of the mind.
Ooh, it's 83
in
here.
I'm too tired, and I'm too hot to really...
Look at that.
Speak
83.5 degrees Fahrenheit in the studio.
Oh, well, that...
As soon as we leave, it goes down to 70. We are hot. Mainly me. Thanks for the sound effects, Stephanie.
Vice President Joe Biden, I want to be clear about something. Less bad is not good. Vice President Joe Biden said, that's not how President Obama and I measure success. How do they measure it then? By how much government has expanded since they took office in January. The rise in unemployment after dropping to 9.4% in July came as more Americans returned to the workforce. Teenage unemployment hit 25.5%, the highest since the government began records in 48. Why do I care about teenage?
In 1948?
Do teenagers pay property taxes? Do they pay income taxes? Do they pay any of the money that
they
goes
really,
towards the thieves that are in the government? I'm
taxes.
Not too concerned about teenagers' job rates.
They should have idiocy taxes on him.
Oh, or on teenagers. Yeah, like those ones we saw at that fast food franchise. I was thinking to myself, was I really like that at one point in my life? I hope I was not.
Maybe you were?
Closed circuit television viewing by children all across America coming up on Tuesday, FYI, of Obama telling you as a child, if in fact you are one listening, how you can go ahead and finish school and, of course, gradually and possibly in the future become a great American citizen. Scratched from the itinerary of this program, which is to last, I believe, 15 to 20 minutes, was a portion of it called How You Can Help Your President.
Wasn't it Ask Now What You Can Do for Your Country?
Ask what you can...
do for yourself, or what was that again?
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Yeah, but are we supposed to help the president out?
Yeah, Kennedy
made
more sense.
One of the most powerful people in the world was supposed to help him out.
Yeah, well, that's what he wants. He's trying to, it is considered by many conservatives to be considered by those, I am so tired, an indoctrination into the Obama administration that is by the way to be aimed at the children of America, who will be voters someday, when voting is no longer the way we choose a president.
Well, we don't vote now, do we?
By the way, that would no longer be a president, that would be a dictator. Are we that far away from that in America?
So who'd you vote for last election?
Which one? Oh,
presidential.
I don't know, I can't remember that far.
No,
I know.
Remember
I didn't vote for the clown that's in there, I can tell you that.
No, we didn't vote at all.
I don't want to talk about that. There was nobody worth voting, I will say that. If someone says I cannot speak about this guy because I did not vote, they are so wrong, I want to throw things at them. Neither candidate deserved to be voted for by me. I'm not going to throw away my vote.
Whoever wins, we both lose.
Evils.
We all lose.
Well, McCain was a hack job as a candidate as well. Candidate, and then he's got a daughter that claims to be somehow conservative, and she certainly isn't. By the way, we're all about common sense here. We do not...
Commercial break?
I suppose. More on the way in a bit, including Zifelman's Corner. Also, more of the jobless rate taking a hike. And Hollywood Minute. And so much more. 93.3 FM. They had that line that they used to have on there. Notice no one ever changed that, by the way. Free people, free radio, not anymore.
That's kind of neat.
Okay. WNRBLP.
Hello, America. How about you kick back, take a load off, and watch the big game tonight? Look, here comes your Russian bride to do all the work for you. Bring me American beer, you ask. Get me some of your American food, you ask. Let's go to your big American stores together. Buy you wonderful dress, you say. I know what you're thinking. When did I get a Russian bride? Well, you didn't. But now you want one. Call and order our catalog. Browse through the hundreds of thousands of potential brides. Ooh, Natasha looks nice. Or maybe you are more of a Sasha type. Sophia would still be a good choice. So so many wonderful, beautiful Russian girls to choose from. You know you want. I know I want you settled. So give us a call or come down to the Russian embassy. They will know what you are there for.
Joey, where are PLP Wassa? 93.3 frequency modulation. Yeah!
I think I can type like a
dick. Hey, do you like money? I sure do. Would you like to make money? Lots of money? Man, I love money. I love money so much I bought all the money there is. How did I do it, you ask? Well, first, I went and did... That sounds easy enough, doesn't it? Right after that, I went to the... Wait. It sounds so damn simple, even a monkey on crack could do it without messing up. But seriously, folks, the last thing you need to do is dump all your investments into a small company named... Industries, and watch your money grow exponentially. My name is Sammy DeFlornay, and like I always say, you can do it too!
Conversation Digest on 93.3 FM. Your gateway to the weekend. Without us, there is still a weekend, but it's just not as good.
It's horrible if it's not without us.
Like, Ziffelman's Corner coming up with an 8-minute countdown. Also, to wrap up the program, I think we're doing 1 hour tonight.
Oh, can we just go a little bit over an hour?
I don't know. I don't feel well tonight. I have a migraine brewing. My liver's screaming for alcohol.
Is that a number?
No, that is a message.
No, no. Oh, you're gonna...
It's yours.
Who's getting this?
I have an allergy to phones.
Thanks.
Press it.
WNRB LP Zeitz. Ziffelman can't remember the...
Conversation Digest. I'm just thinking, Pete. Is there a button we need to push?
That one?
Conversation Digest.
It's not on there anymore. Oh, nice.
All right, somebody just called. Zeitz Ziffelman thought it was WBBRNB. It's WNRB LP.
I had a moment of...
All right, fine. He was nervous. Whoever you were, just call back.
Phone fright.
Far fine, $10,000 for a crack back block.
What's that?
Cheap shot is what that is, and I can tell you this guy isn't done. He is the fury that is my rage. I cannot handle Favre right now. He is the Benedict Arnold of 2009, wearing purple and getting horns on him. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Brett Favre is fine.
We're talking about sports?
Yeah, well, right. Yes, I want to talk about sports. I'll talk about sports.
Okay.
Rare! It's not really sports. It's about the degradation of my happiness.
Oh,
this guy used to be on my team, and now he is creating a never-ending foolishness. 845-7084. Whoever just called, we messed up the phone calls.
That wasn't... No, they called the other number, I think. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't the 845 number. Well, yes. If you're calling the other number, then you don't get on anyway. Yeah, so the play happened on Monday night at Houston, and Houston's a horrible team. I don't care about how well Favre played that night.
So what happened? What's the crackback block?
I don't know. Rookie receiver Percy Harvin took the snap and started running around the left and in Favre's direction. Despite playing with sore ribs, the quarterback crouched and threw his body at...
Ziffelman's going to the potty.
Jeez. And Wilson's legs to cut him down. The game was televised nationally, and the block caused an uproar in Houston and elsewhere around the league. Wilson injured his leg, knee on the play, and defensive players had long considered that type of block a dirty play. What was up with that?
Wilson said after the game when asked about the block.
Seriously, what was up with that?
Favre had only been
practicing
for 14
days. I'm just assuming he had a southern accent.
Favre was out only practicing for 14 days, ending his second retirement to join the Vikings. He said he wasn't trying to injure any Wilson and trying out Harvin? Is that Harvin?
Yeah.
On the run and knock a little rust off.
I'll be 40 years old in October and was wheat-eating 13 days ago. Favre said I wasn't thinking about throwing blocks.
The Vikings finished the preseason Friday night with a home game against the Cowboys. Favre is not expected to play.
And of course, Jam and Jim...
0-2.
Says, I will be 40 years old. He's quoting Favre, of course. Favre said, I wasn't thinking about throwing blocks. Gee, there's a really good excuse. What has your main source of employment? been for the last couple of decades. Can we say cheap shot? No, I'll do the math. 25 million equals a minus 10K, hardly any type of monetary damage at all. That kind of block and a career could have cost Wilson millions. Why do you think they don't let you do that anymore? Can we get some music,
please?
Because
it stops and hurts.
It was a cheap shot by Favre, and he ought to be ashamed of himself. I do not want to...
Yikes! Sorry.
I don't want to hear this cheap excuse about how he was weed eating 13 days ago, Favre.
What's weed eating?
Favre, 13 days ago, you were manipulating, coercing franchise into waiting for you to make your half-witted decision to come back and play for their purple-shirted, horned team. I do not want to hear your ridiculous explanations as to why it is you took a cheap shot and could have ended a player's game or season or career. You should quit now and forever hold your mouth shut. I don't want to hear you anymore. He never has thoughts. All right, well.
You want to get this, Canosby?
I'm on the far side.
I don't care. Here. Hi, WNRBLP. Hello?
Oh, it's on that one over there.
Hello?
That one.
Hello? Hi, what can I do for you? What's going on, Martial Law?
Hey! Should we get him on? Put on the speaker?
Oh, no problem at all. Hey, you want to be on the show for a moment here? All right, you can just tell people. Hold on, I got to figure this out.
You press speaker and then just set the receiver down and it plays, I think.
You on there?
Is he?
I think I hung up on him.
Ah, not really good with the...
Hello?
No, it's gone. If you want to call right back, that...
I forgot. I hung up on
him. We messed up on the speakerphone thing.
You get it next time. So Favre's 40 years old, and he's throwing cheap blocks, and then he says he was weed-eating 13 days ago. He was also manipulating, coercing. We've already said that before. So Martial Law just phoned in. He's got a show on at 10 o'clock after us. And then, as previously mentioned, a previous member of this program, 3-1, who was booted off for various gross misconduct activities, will be back apparently this Sunday or some other Sunday
with
beyond.
A show called Table Scraps, is that it?
Table Scraps. And yeah, he'll probably be talking about miscellaneous potpourri topics. And honestly, I think he'll just try to copy what we do here. It's a cheap spinoff like Joni Loves Chachi from Happy Days. He's probably going to try to do what we do here. He'll fail miserably. We got Ziffelman's Corner coming up in about a minute and a half if he ever actually comes in. Canosby, I need you to do this for me, please. I can't do this. Can you do it, please?
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Well, it's better than I cannot do this.
That's fine.
All right, Martial Law, I believe, is calling in. Ziffelman's Corner will be on in just a moment. We're trying to figure out the phone. I hung up on him just a moment ago. I apologize for that.
No, we're trying to get the speakerphone working. And
just hit that one button, maybe.
Okay, let's try this again. If it hangs up, give a call back.
Hello?
Oh, there we go, then. Hello?
Hello.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, so there was some obvious confusion last week about the anti-corporation, but that's not really what you're all about. You're just about getting music that's typically not played on commercial stations, played on your show, The Underground, am I right?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely what my show is about. It's
okay.
About giving bands that normally most radio stations won't play because they usually stick to their little playlists, some exposure in this area, giving them a chance to be heard by people in central Wisconsin.
Okay, so, Mr. Law, are you on this evening, by the way, at 10 o'clock?
Oh, yes, I will most definitely be on tonight. In fact, I've got a few new tunes I'm going to be spinning, as well as some of the old favorites that I've been spinning since I started the show a couple months ago.
Okay, so we got Ziffelman's Corner coming up in about 30 seconds. If he doesn't go on the air right on the spot, he gets kind of moody.
Okay.
And he has to take a nap.
And he only had one roast beef sandwich and two orders of fries, so he gets a little bit touchy. He wanted more, but we didn't have time for it as the show started at 7. So listeners should tune in at 10, huh? It's going to be a big show tonight?
Oh, yeah. 10 to midnight every Friday night, The Underground.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, yep.
All right, take it easy. We'll see you either tonight or some other time.
Okay, you guys have a good rest of the show.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's not as miserable as the last 45 minutes have been, but... All right, talk to you later, Mr. Law.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Martial Law, each and every Friday, 10 to midnight, he plays some music that typically does not get played, And the Ziffelman's Corner coming up in about 10 seconds. Before we get to that 7:41 mark, we got to get it going here. Before it gets to 7:41, this is OCD kicking in. Get that sounder going.
I'm trying to find the sounder.
All right. Well, I'll
try this one.
Okay.
Nope. How about that one?
No. It's already late. No. 7:41. Well, color me disappointed. I thought we could have played it before 7:40.
On.
Well, you know how I am with time. I'm very, very...
Oh, man. Why can't I find it? You know, I really need to label these.
You know why it is?
Maybe this is it.
Welcome to Zippelman's Corner.
Hello, my listeners. To bring a nice little comparison to your attention, this past weekend, or more accurately, this past Saturday, there was what has become called the Tea Party protests.
Bring it up.
Now, have you had to get any feedback from anyone as far as if there were any actual protests or if there was actually just peaceful people, hardworking, mostly middle-class Americans, you know, exercising their First Amendment right to peacefully protest these various laws that are upcoming in the Senate and also the House of Representatives, and however that full process is taking, and how many, you know, votes and such, but in various what tidbits of information we get from these bills being rushed through, you know, they are protesting some of the bills as far as what is in them and what it's costing, you know, the middle class American taxpayer. But so the comparison, the Tea Party protests, I would say, are, from what I, the Zippelman, have seen, would be that they are mostly peaceful protesting. But is there actually any, you know, hardcore protesting going on, or what I would like to call hamburger helper protesting? Because you have the main ingredient, which is the you know, the ground meat for the hamburger helper, whatever meal you're mixing up. And then you have the noodles who are woo, cuckoo, you know, and it's obviously going to be, you know, that it's possibly they're trying to take these peaceful protests and they're actually putting people in there to, you know, stir the peaceful protesting up. So I would like, if anybody would like to get back to me live here. The number is 845-7084.
He will personally answer.
Yes, I will. The Zippelman will personally answer this time. We can figure that all out.
Actually,
and I would like...
you should always pick up the phone live on Zippelman's Corner when it rings.
No, or, you should pick it up all the time. Because
okay, that too.
Or at our website, www.famousashtray.com. If you would like to post something on there as far as what went down this last Saturday, I have no idea.
GoGirl.com.
Yes, and also GoGirl.com.
So
good night, my listeners, and I will actually be out of the studio next week because I will be at Planet Work. So, you know, get those mixers down and get that fish fry cooking.
What about the cigarettes?
Oh, I'm also protesting because I'm trying to quit because I am protesting the 75 cents tax increase. Thank you, Obi.
Wow, that was hard hitting. Very hard hitting. Oh, I can't even spell right. Jeez.
Hollywood Minute coming up in just a moment. Or is it Hollywood Minute coming up in just a moment or Hollywood Moment coming up in just a minute?
However you want it.
I don't like either one of them. Call it the feature-length feature of the moment on Conversation Digest. Oh, there was that bumper sticker on our way to the studio. I forgot what it said.
Guns don't kill people, I do?
No.
Oh.
Don't blame me. I didn't vote for
Obama?
yeah, that's what it said. I'm assuming unless you left it on since the Bush administration. Don't blame me. I didn't vote for him. Semicolon. But I did marry her.
What?
So he's saying, look, he's disassociating. He's disconnecting himself from the current administration's plight in their stupidity. However, he did marry her, meaning his wife. He's saying, I didn't make the one mistake, but he did make the other.
Aww, true love.
Like, God bless them and their 35 years of misery and heartache.
Marriage is another word for misery.
Odds are the only highlight the guy has is Hamburger Helper, Ziffelman.
Can you imagine the cheeseburger one?
Life without Hamburger Helper. Can we get some music going? I got to amp it up with my energy and my happiness. I just took some Mountain Dew and I just put it in there via the gullet. I cannot stay awake much longer. This is a Friday night. It's the beginning of the Labor Day weekend.
Oh, three-day weekend.
What do we have to look forward to? Mowing the lawn? No, the landscape in America's brown, yellow, and
just get
dead
a goat
anyway.
To mow your lawn.
Yeah, but then I have to worry about picking up the duties. And sweet little Willow Pop, my little mini schnauzer, cannot compete for cuteness, as she has already won that contest anyway. But I can't imagine her getting along with another creature that has a beard bigger than hers. For one reason or another, she is the first girl I've ever met, my little mini schnauzer, that seems to pride herself on the fullness of her beard.
Ooh, the temperature went up another 0.5.
It's 84 degrees Fahrenheit in the WNRBLP studios.
A couple more degrees and we're going to boil.
We're marching towards the top of the hour. Currently, we're looking for the exact issue for which we will talk about and discuss in the Hollywood Minute. As of right now, Burgess Meredith is not the topic. But he possibly could be by the time we reach entertainment moment of the week that is called Hollywood Minute. Do we even want to talk about Hollywood? I suppose we kind of have
California.
To, don't we? I guess we could have an independent film moment, could we not?
Okay, find something.
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, we're going to be independent filmmakers pretty soon. Right?
We have certain filmmakers, but we have to put more time into it. It's tough, though, in this busy, busy world. It's tough to find
time for
things.
It's tough
to do
this in America's America.
We already, the best thing about this program, besides the fact that we're on just about every week, and you can count on that, unless there's a death or
illness.
You can
set your watch to this show.
The real problem, though, is we don't get paid. That's the great thing about it, but it's also the hindrance of it. I cannot pay my bills as is. I'm doing this for free. There's a pending issue pertaining to live streaming. As we told Marshall Law, who was kind enough to call in and spread wisdom via the phone, which subsequently went out over the airwaves, we want to get the live stream going so that anyone, anywhere can hear us when we're on.
Anywhere on the internet. Internet.
The only bad thing about that live stream is then they'd have to listen to shows like Table Scraps being hosted by 3-1.
Man.
I'll just keep that music.
That one again?
I don't know. Maybe something different. Because
we're out of the... Nah, we had that one already. Yeah, I had that one too.
We can copy some. I have no problem with that.
How about this one again?
That's fine. Gender bending roles. Pop watch.
Huh? Oh, that's not sloth.
You want to go ahead and hit that,
We got to do the...
Even though I really don't even have a topic yet.
We'll give you a couple seconds.
I can tell you right now one thing that would have to be done for a live stream is...
Oh, should I play it or not?
Yeah, go ahead and play it. It looked like... With his sweatband, it kind of looked like a... Skinny version of Chastity Bono. Pop watch.
You already look like it, dude.
Kind of.
It went up another 0.1 degrees.
She just started looking like that a while back. Hollywood Minute on Conversation Digest. Gender-bending actors. Who makes the cut? My guess is Mick Jagger? In honor of Liev Schreiber's turn in Taking Woodstock... The Huffington... See, I don't like the Huffington Post. She used to be conservative, didn't she? And all of a sudden she's liberal? Who's kicking my chair? See, that's the Hollywood Minute where I get angry.
For a whole minute or just 1 minute you're not angry?
It's more of a moment. Minute to me is like 5 minutes. The Huffington Post has its readers scoring various actors and addresses believability in roles of the opposite sex. Ziffelman would be considered an ugly woman. As I'm typing this, Patrick Swayze, who gives my favorite drag performance in Tu
Wong favorite?
Fu.
Your own favorite?
Well, no, the person that writes the article.
Oh.
Thanks for everything. Julie Newmar is averaging 7.4 out of 10, which ranks him 6th among the group of 24. The most successful stars, Cillian Murphy in 2005's Breakfast on Pluto. Never heard of it, so I don't care.
Wouldn't it be really cold there?
Well,
or is it on the dog?
No,
of Pluto?
Pluto would be very cold. It's not even a planet anymore, so. Hilary Swank in Boys Don't Cry. Well, what do you mean? Was she a boy in there?
I guess.
Oh, maybe
that's
I knew
why
that.
She didn't cry.
Linda Hunt in The Year of Living, Dangerously. Jada Davidson in The Crying Game. Oh, that movie's gut-wrenching. Worst part is that awful face that Forrest Whitaker has. What's that eye doing? It's looking at the thing in the pants that he did not know was there currently.
Cate
Blanchett in I'm Not There. Schreiber's averaging a 2.5. Plays him behind Eddie Murphy and Norbit. John Travolta.
That's your favorite movie, isn't it?
Never seen Norbit.
Norbit?
John Travolta in Hairspray, Sean Marlon Wayans in White Chicks, and Martin Lawrence in Big Mama's House. That's your Hollywood Minute. We can keep that music playing if you want.
Yeah, let's go on for another minute
or
so.
Where in the world is Dustin Hoffman as Tootsie? How is that not in there? How is it that Liev Schreiber, who's a poor actor anyway...
You should email this person.
How is it that this Ariana Huffington Post... Who wrote this? Wrote this?
Oh.
No, see, it's Mandy Beerley. Mandy Beerley, you're on my crap list. Just to take notice. 845-7084. Mandy, if you're listening, call in, explain to me, and stand up for yourself, because this is one of the worst articles I've read.
I don't know, there was a pretty bad one last week.
When you read an article about girls going potty standing up via a device called the Go Girl, and that's a better article than this, there's something wrong with America. America's dead in many ways. Brown and yellow like my lawn.
Yeah, it's America's America.
No need to mow the lawn in America, because it's crap no what. I mean, no matter what.
Is it morning in America?
Good morning, Vietnam. Good morning, America.
No, it's always morning in America. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's what excessive alcohol consumption does to you, Kinespe.
Thank you.
That was your Hollywood Minute, and beyond, by several minutes. Go to FamousAshtray.com. Check out our archive video, radio, and TV shows.
Yeah, even some other projects as well. Random projects that we do.
I think we're gonna split in 7 minutes. I can't do this anymore. I'm just being honest with you. If I can't
be honest
about
this. You're going to lie?
Well, no, I could say we're going to be on for another 25 minutes. That would be a lie. And then the poor listener would sit there contemplating and expecting another 25 minutes. And don't forget, you've got more WNRBLP live programming on. Of course, it's always live. But it's you've got that going on at 10 o'clock with Martial Laws Underground and then beyond throughout the weekend, Labor Day weekend. What do you got to look forward to? Is it a BBQ with... porking out on food, on meats? Can we eat meat in America anymore, or do they take that away from us?
Or is there too much mercury in it?
The fish there is. I know you don't want to eat too much tuna.
You know,
there is mercury in it.
I don't know what these
tuna.
Fish are doing eating all those thermometers.
Well, maybe, as is in this studio, it's 84 degrees in the water.
84.2.
Trying to gauge at what point they just blow up from excessive heat. What's going on in Wausau? I know we have excessive... income taxes, property taxes just went up so that we could pay the exorbitant quantities of cash the Wausau School District has to pay for whatever they're spending. What is it that they're spending their money on? Can someone call me from the school district and tell me what it is that they need $100 million
kickballs?
For, please?
Kickballs and a fence.
How much does a bloated rubber ball cost?
I really want to play kickball or foursquare.
Can I speak? That's neither here nor there, no offense.
No.
I think you're drunk.
No, I'm not.
I'm just joking.
I wish I was.
vote for the ugliest baby on Conversation Digest.
Hey,
or,
they're all ugly.
No, on our website, that's what we should have. Vote for the ugliest baby. You heard about Favre fine $10,000. He's a jerk. There was a Wausau home damaged in fire. Yeah, that happens constantly, Wausau Daily Herald. How is that news? See, now I know sooner or later we're going to get someone from the Wausau Daily Herald calling to complain. And by the way, if you're listening, free newspaper deliveries, whereby you get free newspapers, don't bring them to my house anymore. So I don't want them. Can't give the address.
Oh, how do they know it's you, then?
Because they hear me yelling in the house all the time. That sweet little Willow Pop, because she does things that are kind of rotten, and then I'm yelling. So they can understand that the voice they hear right now, that is mine. It is the same voice that they hear when they're delivering the crappy free paper I don't want anymore. Did I say peeper?
Yeah, you did say peeper. I'll give an example of what you yell.
Huh?
Give an example?
I can't. I'd get hoarse.
So just hold the microphone away and just pretend like you're far away yelling.
Oh, Willow Pop! What are you doing over there? Shut up! She's limping right now, by the way. I don't know what's going on with that.
Thank you, Ziffelman.
NTC, UWMC enrollments increase. Yeah, well, guess what? You get a college degree. Does it guarantee you a job?
No.
They will say it does, but take it from someone who has a college degree. There is a slight issue. 5 years of experience needed to get a job? Because I was in college. Where were those 5 years supposed to be by which I got the 5 years of experience? I was getting an education that meant nothing. I am no more trained in the workplace than anyone else. I don't understand. What does the college education
do for you? You threw some money
away
to do nothing. That's pretty cool.
University of Wisconsin, Marathon County is on pace to have the highest enrollment in its nearly 80-year history. Last week, the school had 1,354 students enrolled compared to 1,337 a year ago. University this year serves 473 freshmen. I don't care about numbers. Don't give me numbers. You can just say it's an increase. And it's a minuscule increase anyway.
Maybe it's like five people.
Place the dump. I went there for 2 years. I shouldn't even be saying that. But look at all the money. I still owe money to that dump. You know that? I still owe money.
How much?
More than I care to talk about because it's depressing me. I owe money to the college in Stevens Point that refused to air our TV show on a regular basis. I all but got kicked off the radio station down there because I spoke truthfully and with, I'd like to say wisdom, but I would say common sense is more along the lines of where we want to go with it.
Well, they don't really have much down there.
No, and they've got a lot of money streaming into that place, and what do they do with it?
They flush it down the toilet.
And they suppress free speech down there anyway.
What's
really
free speech? I don't even know what it is anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore. It really doesn't. And do we have a Ponderosa in Wausau anymore? No.
No.
And if we did, you know what would happen?
It'd burn.
They would try to convince us that it's bad for us, that we need to shut it down. Where's my music to take us out to the end of this program? Could we just...
Which one?
See, this is going to be good when we get longer. It was an experimentation. I like the music thing. It kind of keeps me zapped open. What's your thought? 845-7084. What's your thought, America?
Are they listening?
Meryl's like, I don't got one. Good job, Meryl.
They don't got no thoughts?
Oh, they don't even get the station, so they can't even hear me. And I used to live there, so I can say that.
Just like Gleason.
I mean, do you have a job? Are you looking for a job? Or don't you want one? And because you don't have one...
You got it, you want it.
You got it, you want it.
You want it, you got it.
We'll be back next week. The Ziffelman will be on a hiatus, a sabbatical, earning money so that he can live.
You know, living's kind of fun to do.
Getting tougher to do. It's getting tougher.
It still kind of sucks.
How long until we see an increase in national sales tax? It's going to happen. Do we not think that? Or at the very least on a state level. Wisconsin, they downplay the notion or the need for an increased sales tax. So, okay, anything before we get out of here, Knuspy?
I don't know. Probably nothing.
You wanted to stay on longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to. Do you want to? I mean, I have nothing to say. I'm done. I couldn't prepare.
Nah, I don't have anything to say anyway.
Ziffelman?
You got anything?
Shalom, my friends.
That's original.
Ziffelman.
Aside from thousands of years of tradition, he says it a lot. That's okay. It's a tagline. Sorry if I was mean tonight. I'll just get that out there. I apologize. Conversation Digest, WNRBLP, Wausau, 93.3 FM. Did I already say that?
Maybe a couple times.
All right. Check
it next
week.
It doesn't hurt to say it again.
Well, get fat, America. Get fat.
just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, FamousAshtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.